Hello, welcome to the English program. It has just turned 10 o'clock Spanish time, 9 p.m. UK time, and it is an historic day. It's the 11th of May, and we've just been witnessing David Cameron. He is now, he has been confirmed by the Queen as the next Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. We've just been watching it on television. Absolutely fantastic. So riveting. We've been watching the telly all day, basically, here from Spain, watching it online on the BBC Online website. And it's been absolutely fascinating. The day began, where Labour seemed to be quite confident that they were going to secure this deal. And of course, all behind the scenes, you've had Peter Mandelson, Alistair Campbell, Ed Balls has been there. There was a real belief, I think, among Labour that they could secure this. And of course, only yesterday, Gordon Brown offered to resign. And so much has happened since yesterday. And people have been getting very, very frustrated today. I've got the news, sort of clips of the news here. I mean, it's been changing so much. US President Barack Obama is due to call David Cameron to offer his congratulations in the next few minutes. So that's possible that that's happened already. That was about 10 minutes ago or so. Tony Blair praises Gordon Brown, saying, "I pay tribute to the dignity, courage, and leadership he has shown in these last few days, and to the quite extraordinary service he's given to our country in 13 years of government and Chancellor and Prime Minister, and to the cause of social justice at home and abroad." This is the moment now where we've been trying to sort of tweet all day long since. Yeah, because earlier on today, there was the belief that, I mean, I remember watching William Hague go into the negotiations again, and they were in there for quite a few hours. The belief was, if I look for my Twitter now, which may be a good idea, I think, we've had terrible trouble with our Twitter today. Now, it could on the one hand be because of our internet connection, but I fear it has something to do with the fact that everybody has been tweeting what's been happening as and when it's been happening. This may have not necessarily been the sort of digital thing that we all thought it was. Oh, I'm logged out. That's professionalism. I have to log in again. Gordon Bennett. It may not have quite been the sort of digital election we all thought it would be, and in the end it was basically down to the TV debates, which in fairness didn't do much for Nick Clegg, for instance, but nonetheless a lot of commentators believed that it was more of a sort of traditional election, at least in terms of the media that was used to get the message across. But in the end, a lot of people have been using Twitter to get the various messages across. And even William Hague, when he sort of confirmed that he was going back into the negotiations today, even he used Twitter to announce that news. So I've got my Twitter here. We've been tweeting all day, sort of on and off. We've been doing the broadcasts locally and in FM on the radio. Plus, we've been doing some podcasts and